Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fadis.
Things just got weirder in the case against Rex Huerman. And I got to say this, there are no charges filed against any member of Rex Huerman's family other than Rex. Asa, his daughter, all nothing. No, assumed innocent. But John Ray, the attorney for some of the victims and their families, has come out with a rather shocking press conference the other day, making some very staunch allegations against Victoria Huerman. That's the daughter of Rex Huerman, a 28-year-old young woman, studied art, is very much into art, and it turns out pretty macabre art at that. And John Ray thinks that there may be some sort of correlation there. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fadis, former prosecutor and defense attorney. What was your takeaway on this? I mean, it seemed a bit over the top. I know, you know, there's a lot of questions here. I want more answers, too, as far as what was going on in that house. But wow.
Yeah, no, and let me be clear. These are just allegations by John Ray. I haven't seen the actual documents, and I can't say whether they're true or not. But if they are true, one thing that popped into my head is a possible genetic predisposition to this horrible kind of stuff. I mean, we look at what Rex Huerman's charged with, and then is there some kind of connect between that and his daughter that is biological in terms of interests, in terms of stuff they're into? I don't know.
Well, it's so creepy, some of these photos that he displayed, and they weren't all hers. I think that needs to be recognized as well. Some of those that he showed at the press conference were things that she just reposted on her account. But all very dark, very macabre, people being tortured, people being ripped up, cannibalism, things of that. I mean, it's not the stuff you normally see that a lot of people who are healthy are posting on their social media accounts. Although this is the daughter of Rex Huerman, so you got to figure, well, maybe it wasn't the best upbringing. But again, I'm not saying she's has anything to do with these murders. But it's not, I think, a very far stretch to say that, yeah, you might be a little bit disturbed having him as your dad, even if you had no idea that he was doing these things.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, what you're exposed to in the home directly and indirectly is going to have an effect on you. No question. Now, you know, to play devil's advocate, I'm into death metal and some black metal, and some of that stuff gets pretty macabre. And I'm not, you know, chopping up people and eating them. So, it doesn't necessarily translate to that conclusion, but my gosh, when you have this serial killer and now we look at what his daughter's into, everyone is kind of like, what's going on?
Well, exactly. It does not necessarily make a killer or anybody that was doing anything to the extent that we believe Rex Huerman has alleged to have been involved. Here's a little piece of John Ray at that press conference the other day talking about cannibalism, torture, and what he believes to be a possible involvement through his accusations himself.
Rex Huerman's porn is matched by his daughter's tastes, his daughter's work. You will see that we are not talking here about what should I call it? Merely murder? I say it ironically. We're talking about people who are involved and interested in torture, horrifying torture of the people we know are now dead, and many more yet to come. We are talking about the potentiality of cannibalism, hard vore. We are talking about the use of porno to effect what has happened.
So he's kind of saying it was a bit of a family affair in his allegations. We are not saying that. These are all the allegations of John Ray. Cannibalism. Again, I mean, it gets pretty extreme. I mean, with Rex Heuermann, I guess anything's possible for him. But, I mean, again, it really makes you question what was going on in the house. The fact that Mom and Victoria took their $1 million to be in this documentary, I'm going to guess they don't think they've done anything wrong. I mean, if they were eating people, I would think that would kind of come up at some point in time.
It'd be a heck of a documentary.
Yeah. But,
that's my take on it too. And, you know, sometimes young folks, they rebel and they, you know, I remember when I was growing up, there were Faces of Death videos.
Oh, God.
Heard of those. And my friend may have had one and what have you. But so, you know, is it just like this, you know, angsty kind of troubled young person thing? Or is there some more dark and nefarious connection to the dad's activity?
What I found interesting is one of her usernames, allegedly Lisk Daughter. Pretty much implying that dad is Lisk. Or if you're being, again, we're talking about just human behavior here, and you're a young person and your dad is now being accused of this. You look at the evidence and go, yeah, maybe dad did do this. I don't know. Maybe it's just really dark, dark humor going, I'll put that down. Why not? I mean, it's not appropriate, but it's sick. But again, does not make a murderer by any means.
It doesn't make one out of Victoria, but is some evidence that Rex was one. it's a bizarre choice for the, especially because I've heard at times Victoria has supported Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this thing just keeps kind of unraveling and into this weird area as we learn more and more about the family.
Yeah, you would, I mean, I don't know. Common sense would tell me that if your family is under a microscope of this, you may not want to be putting things out like that. Just, you know, it's going to raise eyebrows, and it certainly did with John Ray.
Yeah, no question. And with the nation, I'm sure, as they learn about these things, and no question, law enforcement and their forensic digital experts are looking into not only what Rex has done in his devices, but everyone associated with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there is some kind of criminal wrongdoing, I would be surprised if that comes to light during the investigation.
Yeah, I agree.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.